I want to agree with these things with you guys. I'm going to give you guys, you know, let's see how long that 12 minutes actually is. So let's do the full 12 minutes this time. And I need all of you guys to tell me, what are some things that upset you for no reason? And I want to be upset at these things too. I don't upset easily, except for certain things.
Before we start, just to make sure I understand, is it one thing or all the things?
Anything that upsets you. The little things that upset you. I don't know.
All right, let's just say.
What are some things
that asking a bunch of questions?
Yeah, I mean, time started right now. After I'm done with the question, that's time. Because it's 12 minutes.
What's the stipulation on the drink? We got a drink to start answering, or we would not drink if you don't get upset?
Yeah, if I'm not upset at these things as well, then y'all drinking.
Taxes. Why the fuck is we paying motherfucking taxes on the shit that we buy, on the shit that we spend, on life, on rent, on everything? Why the fuck is we paying taxes on everything? Why the fuck is gas so high? Why the fuck is so many homeless people out here, but we got all these fucking Airbnbs? Why the fuck they don't give regular ass niggas with no kids food stamps?
Wait, what was that last one?
Regular ass niggas with no kids food stamps.
That was so specific.
Why the fuck can I buy dog food with food stamps?
Oh shit.
Damn. I thought you called your dogs your babies.
They is my babies, which is why I should be able to buy they food with food stamps if I actually get.
Oh, you said food. Why can't you?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you could. Oh.
Why the fuck
do Damn.
Vets, they got to get their money right up front, you know what I'm saying, before they even do the work. But nigga, my dog about to die. Is you going to save it or no?
Now, you got to convince me on all of these. You know that, right?
Nigga, if you ain't convinced by the sentence, you should be upset too.
No, we don't have the same life. Like, why am I gonna get upset at not being able to buy dog food? I don't have a dog, Ace. Like,
but you know about dogs.
Yeah.
Do you care about humans?
If Ali was your dog, wouldn't you want to be able to get him some food on some food stamps?
I just want to be able to get him some food. I have empathy. I have empathy for what you're telling me.
Their food.
I'm not upset about these things.
For a medium size 16.5-ounce bag is $50. That's fucking ridiculous.
I know. I used to buy dog food too.
That's weed money right there. Mm-hmm. Either I feed my babies for 2 weeks or I smoke for a week.
That's no question. I'm gonna feed my babies. Every time.
Them niggas gonna get fed, but it'll be nice if food stamps pay for it.
It'd be nice. I'm not upset.
I know y'all niggas got some shit y'all mad about too.
I'm trying to think how we can convince Los though. What is something that I have a gripe about that he might
let me loosen up.
He also might be upset about. Gosh, man. I mean, you almost had me at taxes. I thought we was going to, you know what I mean, try and go in on that one for a minute.
Oh, let's go.
Because I always don't like the taxes. Like, they don't really tell us where it's going or what it's going for. I don't really have a direct say in it. It's just like, pay a tax on everything all the time.
All the time.
And just deal with it, nigga.
Nobody calculate the shit to see how much taxes you done paid on shit to really give you your tax money back during tax time. Like, they just say, well, this is what your job paid you. This is what we gonna give you.
And taxes are really, really unclear. And it's such a, like, everyday part of our life. It's like, why is it this?
Is it unclear because we don't understand? Or is it unclear because it's actually unknown?
It's bullshit because we fought a whole motherfucking country to avoid paying taxes. And look at us today, paying fucking taxes.
So where are we getting our roads and schools and buildings and all that from then? If we never did anything in that.
They say that.
It sucks. Taxes suck. I agree. They suck.
That's true. But,
they're necessary, man. Like, there's this necessity to it.
We don't know that that's where the money not going for. How we know that it ain't rich motherfucking billionaires that just saying, hey, here, fix this road and da-da-da-da. They fix the road and the road be fixed. If it was really paying for taxes, I mean, paying for streets and shit, we wouldn't have all these goddamn potholes in Atlanta. They take the taxes off before you even get it. Get they cut first.
And then when you pay more taxes. Yeah, no, taxes suck.
So you agree with that?
With Ace, there's still two more, you guys.
Well, I'm.
She presented a plethora of different things. You guys want to convince me on those two?
I'm gonna say some shit.
So, what are we convincing you of? I thought this was a group one.
Yeah, things that upset you. Like that's, okay. That's.
Did we win? I don't understand the rules, so I just want to. Because I didn't think we was working. I didn't think it was working, but he's agreeing.
Right. We got one at least.
Yeah,
so
sure.
We all have to come up with one. We all have to convince you of one.
I guess not. I guess not. The way you guys understood it.
Let's see. Hold on. How much more time we got?
Plenty.
Yeah.
Let's see here. What else?
Yeah, you just want to cop out just because you got one off of Ace?
Well, I thought it was a group assignment. My bad for being and believing in my teammate. I thought we was working on that together.
Ace brought the whole shebang with her and. Focus on one of them with her. I gotcha.
Pissed. I thought that was all right. let me see here.
I mean, because I was gonna say something that really would have not gotten us a point. Because I was definitely gonna say I think insurance is a scam. There's some shit that really pissed me off.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think that one's gonna get it done.
Oh no. How you feel about that, love?
Nah, he love insurance.
Nah.
That's why it will make him mad.
Insurance is definitely a scam, but it pays my rent right now.
Okay. Yeah, okay. True that. For sure. Thank you for admitting that, though. That means a lot. So you agree with that?
If something's a scam, it doesn't mean it necessarily upsets me. Is it scamming me? Probably, but I need it as well to survive in the life I live. I'm not upset. Am I broke because of it? No.
Yeah, my money's invested in fucking bills.
I recently found out, I don't know if y'all heard about aliens and shit, but I recently found out that Neil deGrasse Tyson was talking to Stephen Colbert, and he was saying how the government has a bunch of shit that they just don't give out to us. Like technology and shit, and shit that would really, really, really improve our life, but they just don't give it to us because of capitalism.
That's what them there.
How you feel about that, Los? Because that really grinds my gears.
Shit sucks.
Okay. All right, fuck that then.
Nah, it's
not. Nah, that was my one actually. I thought that was gonna feel me on that one.
I mean, I guess all of those to me, I guess on the same level as taxes. It's all whack. I don't really feel like.
What upsets you for no reason? Well, yeah, how about that?
People who don't use turn signals.
Oh shit! Okay. Oh okay.
See, y'all are ass at this game. You guys suck at this game.
Because I was thinking of life.
Question set for no reason. things that piss you off for no reason.
Gosh.
I ain't gonna lie, man. My road rage be crazy, man. My road rage is crazy, especially when a nigga pull out in front of you and go slow. I hate that shit. Or when it's two cars, they driving at the same speed. One of them go just a little bit further or whatever, but not enough for you to cross in front of them. Both of them got open ass road in front of them. I hate that shit.
Yeah, I think the turn signal one was really the only road related one that gets me.
I hate merging in traffic and a dickhead. If it's a short runway and then this nigga not giving you any before or after space, you just gonna act like you ain't there. Mm-hmm. I don't like that shit, bro. I don't like that shit, bro. That shit grind my gears. That shit, I don't have road rage, but that make me want to follow a nigga. what's up with you, bro? You see me. You see me.
You see me now, nigga?
Yeah, that just make me want to just run into him. Man, I wish we had bumper cars sometime.
Oh man, that's wild.
God,
insurance will really shoot the fuck up.
Or would it go down?
No, nigga.
How many accidents will we have? People will really just break into your car. That's the only thing you need insurance for.
I'm bumping everybody's shit, bro. Everybody's shit gonna have dents.
Oh, nigga's gonna be ran off the road, actually.
Hey, oh my God.
Because the car indestructible, essentially.
Okay, we off topic. Yeah. Because I didn't want to throw out more car shit, because I just asked you that to get a gauge. But that really did grind my gears, and I just wanted to say that. God damn, Los. And the thing about Los is I don't think many things really upset him. And to get him to agree in this setting that something upset him.
Right. So at this point, at this point, the tax one really didn't count. So I really am just looking for one from all of you guys because of the difficulty of the question.
And then I don't want to use something that I already know. Like... women waiting for men to eat when they cook the meal, even when they agree to do it, to let the men eat first.
It's a cultural thing. Like, I don't see the point of,
especially when they like slaved over it and like, yo, eat first, but they're like, nah, you good, I've been eating as I please, you eat, nigga. Sorry, I add nigga to a lot of things. I make more things aggressive than they need to be. God damn, 20 minutes is a long time.
Mm-hmm. How many y'all got left?
A minute and a half, bro. We almost there.
Let me see here. Turning signals?
That shit pissed me off, man. Because like, I could have gone, and you went all willy nilly because you knew what I was gonna do. But I don't know what the fuck you're about to do.
I also know he's a grammar Nazi. So yeah. Bad punctuation
in text, right?
But do these things upset you guys?
I actually don't like on social media, like when people don't use punctuation and it makes their sentence unclear. I really don't like that. I don't know how anybody else feels, but it's like, it's cool if you ain't gonna like use commas and periods, but now your sentence is wildly unclear and now I'm getting an aneurysm trying to figure out what the fuck you're saying. And I'm thinking about it in three different ways, like trying to think of the autocorrects and shit, and like, nigga, just use a period. Like, really, it's just periods. Like, I can understand not using a comma or a quotation, but a nigga be like, my baby mama said no to yo, and I'm like, did she say no to yo-yo? Like, that's all? Or she said no to yo-yo? What? So, yeah, just use a period quotation every once in a while.
I'm trying to figure out people's posts on the internet is wild.
You know.
Man, I'm taking this shot. Cause
their
I need it.
Podcasts. Every one of them has podcasts nowadays. Hey, no one cares about your opinion, buddy. All
right. And I honestly think you might have chosen the hardest question on the list. Or at least the one I had thought about the least.
Politics or religion or how your socioeconomic blah, blah, blah.
I'm back at it again.
Bingo.
Better than ours.
Yeah. You already know who it be.
Ace
to the motherfucking CE.
Big.
You don't even wanna fuck with me, ho. And that's something I know for sure. Back on the beach just one more time. I'm with my niggas just one more time. I'm in the house. It's after 9. I'm trying to go to sleep this time. But I might just hit y'all with a rhyme. Just kidding, kids.
Okay.
Can we get a little applause for that? I think it's the bottom right one, bro.
This one is the bottom
right. Oh. Yeah. Oh.
All right. Good show, baby. That's what I'm talking about.
You're...
It's only going to get better every week.
I believe in you, dog.
This is another millennial podcast. I am another millennial podcast host. I go by the name of Nick Teasy, aka Young Tizzer. Shout out to my boy Wizard, aka LaPod James, aka Big Homie Young Segway Son. I got a couple co-hosts in the building with me.
What's up? It's ACB the guy, aka AC Montana, aka Hotep AC, aka Cat God,
aka Gucci Ace.
It's your boy Lucifer here. What's up?
We also got some people behind the camera.
Yo, 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 it's DJ Wise, aka John John, aka John, aka Joe Sofo, aka
Scotty Too Hottie.
Scotty Too Hottie, aka JoJo, aka What's Up Though?
AKA DJ Wise, no I.
That part.
Ah. Uh-huh.
What's up?
DJ Y Z E.
Okay.
We also got a big money behind the back, behind the camera. She ain't near Mike, but she out here. Whole lot of gang shit.
Whole lot of gang shit.
Yo, yo, yo. How the squad doing? You know what I mean? How y'all feeling? How the mental health in the squad? How's life treating y'all?
Life is peachy. Hey, I got a positive of the week that I want to share early on.
Oh, shit. Yay! All right, let's get to it.
Wow, I got three work days this week because I'm about to go out of town with Bae. Spend some time with the family, you know what I'm saying? Vacation, vacation, vacation.
All right. Mm-hmm. Where y'all going?
Shreveport.
Really?
Yes.
What's in Shreveport?
Her family. I got family out there, too.
I mean, I got that, but, like, what's in Shreveport?
Shit, I don't know.
I guess, is it like a city? Is it like a rural place? Is it like farmland or
no? Like it's country out there, bro.
Is it like a swamp? Like it's Louisiana, right?
Yeah.
Is it near water?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
You just going for it. I'm here.
I'm just here.
Sorry that I have so many questions,
it's
but I'm really
there.
Curious.
I have all these answers when I come back.
Okay.
It's hood out there.
You said it's hood out there?
Hood.
It's like one of the second or third more major populations in Louisiana. I just don't know how like city life it is. Or if it's like just spread out and niggas is country as fuck.
Well, you know I'm hood adjacent, country adjacent. It's all the same to me. I'm with the shit.
I'm going to ask you to imitate their accents when you get back. So just pay attention. Practice a little bit if you don't mind. I love a Louisiana accent.
Try to see how long you can try to, like, copy them without them noticing that you're doing it.
Oh, man. When you meet new people, just hit them with it. Oh, man.
Tell them you're from there.
I'm telling my dad from there. That way I won't be lying.
Right.
Is your dad really from there?
He from Louisiana.
What? Oh, but Shreveport?
I don't know about Shreveport.
Oh.
Oh, shit. They got a casino down there?
Oh, that sounds nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mighty nice.
You got things to do.
Right.
I didn't know you had Louisiana heritage. Mm-hmm. I guess that makes sense.
What?
I ain't gonna lie. I would have thought it was like Mississippi or something, though. I ain't gonna lie. If I had to guess, like, a random other state that your family might be from.
That's twinning them.
Wow. All right. Well, shout out to that, man.
How are you, bro?
Man. I am well. Like I had told y'all earlier, man, I had a long ass motherfucking week. But it was good for the most part. I'm in good spirits, man. I'm here, I'm happy. I'm ready to do some motherfucking podding and shit, man. How about you?
I saw my sister and her twins and my niece, like nieces and nephew. I saw them. They came by to visit for a few hours. It was really nice seeing them. Mm. Aside from that, that same day that I knew that they were arriving, the fact that they were arriving was really the only thing that was keeping me happy. But I knew I woke up sad that day. And then as soon as they left, it just like all hit me. So I was just like depressed the whole weekend.
Aww.
Took today off just to try to keep collecting myself. But yeah, nah, it was just... It's the shit I was like, ugh. And then, like, I knew I had to just go through it. I knew I just needed to feel it.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I just, like, did.
What did the grief sweater say, Simone?
The only way to get over it is through it.
It's just shit that I gotta feel. I gotta think about. I gotta be.
All right. Since we're gonna be vulnerable on the pod today, it was funny, but it wasn't. So, me and Tania had got into a heated debate, emotional debate about the pod. And because she didn't like my masturbation conversation last, or whatever pod that was that just came out. And I didn't have a good explanation for it, to be honest. And so that kind of just cascaded into other things. And I was like, And I had to be like emotional and vulnerable and open and really do the work of a relationship. And it was... I mean, it's not something that I am good at. And really, like, having to, one, be accountable, you know what I mean? Because I'm wrong in certain things, and really deal with insecurities that she has. And it's not really my fault, but this is my person, so it's my problem, too. And understanding how I contributed to it, what parts I didn't, like... You know, just doing the inner emotional work in inventory, reflection and such.
The thing is, you know TZ as a person too. So it's like, even if he is grimacing when he's talking to us about it, like, he's not half-assing, like, his relationship.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, so it's like, there's no, like, if he's putting work into doing something that he's ass at, like, he's trying.
Word.
Now, TZ, I want to say this, being that I done been in a relationship just, you know, a tad longer than yours, but one of the things that I really admire about my relationship, and I guess would be my advice to you for it, is to lean into that part, because it feels so good. Like, I don't by far have the perfect relationship at all, you know what I'm saying? But it feels so good to know that, one, this is my person. Two, we are accountable to each other. And three, we care enough about each other's feelings to work things out and take it to the next level. You know what I'm saying? Like, I told y'all early on how we've been addressing inner traumas or childhood traumas and things like that very early on in our relationship. And I think it's those deep talks that really have us connected like that. So... I love it. It's very rewarding for me.
And I hear that. And I actually am feeling that now. Because, again, we got into some of those deep conversations and really vulnerable things. And I really said something to her that I didn't even know, like, I was really holding in. But that it really, like, was deep to me. And I'll share it with y'all for real. Because I'm, like, kind of happy that I got to say it. And I guess I want to say it now. Like, I've always felt like a person who would always be everyone's listening ear and be like, yo, you can say anything to me. I'm going to hear and feel it, but I'm not going to take it personal. I'm going to put you being comfortable to say it above my reaction to it. Whether it's about me, whether it's something you think I might, like, have a judgment about, like, I'm going to just make sure that you can say that shit. And I had said something to her, an unpopular opinion, and she ain't like that shit. And I was like, I really don't like the fact that this is another situation now where I can't just express myself freely. You know what I mean? And, like, I really hate that I can't, that I feel that way in this. And we had a discussion about it. She really, like, made an effort from there. And it's not something that she's good at, you know, just this week. But I can see, I'm in that point of seeing her see me. Mm-hmm. And her, I guess, acting accordingly. Like, not even different, but, like, you see me now. You see that I have things that you might not want to hear, and do you just want this idealistic, what you have an idea of your boyfriend, or do you really want me?
The real.
Right, and all of my unpopular opinions, and I think differently about things. So if I say something to you, I don't need you to take it from your perspective. This is how I see it, all right? Like, and even if it's about you, it may not really be about you. It's just how I process and how I think about things. And so... I'm really glad that we got through that, and I'm in that, as you said, vulnerable, and she holds me accountable, and I get to, like,
kind of be mean, I guess, and still be accepted. Or again, I don't want to say be mean.
Yeah, just, I don't think it's being mean. Yeah.
Be blunt.
You don't. You're not you're
hurting her feelings. Knowing, saying something, knowing that it'll hurt her feelings, and it doesn't have to be said. But I really feel it, and it's like that conversation we had a couple pods ago about, does it check all three lists? Do they need to hear it from me? Do I need to say it now? Maybe one of those aren't, but I don't want to hold this shit in. You know what I'm saying? And I'm glad I got to have that moment and feeling like I didn't need to say this, but I needed to say this, and it being received.
Mm-hmm. One of our pod listeners, Zucker, he sent us all a video like to our Instagram page. I think I brought it up. It was just like, how do you handle like negative thoughts or emotions? Mm-hmm. And I think it was Bill Burr, the guy that was in the video that he was the topic came up from, but he was saying that one of the reasons he's probably angry is probably because it was some shit that he didn't say that he felt like he probably should have. Mm. Like, he's holding it in, or he's doing something that he didn't really want to. So like, he finds that most of his anger is from him because he's not in a situation that he was cool with, but still agreed. So at that point, he's able to see, oh, this is my fault that I'm angry. But at the same time, causing that anger to yourself can happen when you don't speak on it. Even if you're not the person who needs to say these things, or it's not the right time, like, somebody's going to get hurt. If it's not them, it's you. Mm-hmm. Like, you're going to end up hurt if you don't speak on things. Like, so, you know, it's important not to need to walk on eggshells or feel the need to walk on eggshells, especially with your partner.
Indeed. Indeed.
Right. That's the person you lay next to every night. For some of us.
I hear that. And I guess what I would say to that is, me feeling like I'm a critical person, I don't know how else to say it. Like, I kind of judge things maybe harshly or think about things however I do. I think just critical is the word. And knowing that she isn't like that, you know what I mean? She doesn't think about things as deeply and in the way that I do. And so I'm just putting this on her. That's how I feel about it. You know what I'm saying? And I don't want to defend walking on eggshells, because that's certainly not what it is. But I'd be struggling with how much it is do I just need to work on internally, or and how much do I need to like put on her. And as I'm navigating that, I guess, again, it just feels good to have a person I can do it with and that I have faith in to do it with. But man, I'd be struggling with it. I'll be struggling.
I think there's still truth in that checklist still. Mm-hmm. Like even though you feel like you need to say it, like, having that balance between like you realizing like, yeah, I need to say it or else I'm gonna be weird about things if I don't say it. Mm-hmm. Or also accepting the fact that, how much is this really gonna, like, am I saying this for me or for you? Or like,
I think another word that we are kind of describing is tact.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what's your tactic about going about addressing these things?
Well,
you can have all of these feelings, but if you come at me like a raging fucking bull, I'm going to be defensive about it. You know what I mean? But mm-hmm. at the same time, if I know that this is a safe space, all right, have your feelings, hit the wall, do whatever it is that you need to do. And then once we walk outside this room, we're going to be good.
Mm-hmm. So, I think having the faith in knowing that this is a safe space is very important. Because, yeah, like, I think that just mirrors to what TZ and Tania have reached, where it's just like they found that, well, TZ found that safe space with Tania, and now they're able to explore like where that kind of communication can lead them.
Mm-hmm. Going through this made me understand this is about to sound crazy, but going through this made me understand why people be like acting crazy in breakups,
Cause it's like I really bared my soul to you, dog. And you like, and you played me, son.
No, for real.
Oh no, you gotta. It's hate you for life, bitch.
I was gonna say true though, but can you imagine the bliss and the beautiful, how beautiful it's gonna be once y'all get to that point and y'all really understand each other?
Yeah, man. Yeah.
That's gotta be some good motivation to stay on a good foot.
Do people ever get there? Like, truly get there?
What is truly, though, truly get there?
Right. So if you can define it, then maybe you can get there.
I would say no one ever gets perfect, but you can get really far past, like, as good as you want. Like, it could be like, I needed at least this, and they go well, well beyond that. You know what I mean? And continue to push further into the years and hopefully decades.
Yeah. I'm sure it probably looks different to everyone.
But, yeah. And I guess, what is that point? Like, what is the point that you're describing?
I think for me, if I'm to define it,
when it's just like,
I can, openness. I guess, I don't know if this is easy for you guys to visualize it, but it's just like, just with math, it's just like communication when two people add up what they're trying to communicate with each other. For me, it's going to add up typically to more than 100%. Because we're both trying to communicate the most we can to each other. And so that extra 100 or the extra past 100, I'm either going to like or dislike, because that's a vision that I didn't see, that you most definitely did. And so this communication is going to end up, I guess, sour, or that extra that you saw that I didn't.
I don't know if I understand the extra part.
So it's like, I don't know, like, let's say you're speaking and I understand 80% of what you're saying. Mm-hmm. And you understand, I don't know, 70% of what I'm saying. It's like 150% communication total. And so it's like, whatever that 100 was, like, yeah, we probably got to like a certain mutual understanding. But that extra 50%, I don't know what you took or what, where we are past that. Mm-hmm. And so when I experience that extra 50%, it could either go sour or it can go great. Like, depending on how you interpreted my part of that communication, how you interpreted our communication with each other.
Okay.
I would say, so, y'all know how Sam ran away from me for a long ass time, right? Mm-mm. Man, okay. Sam got me like I know three now. Times, bro. Before we actually made things official, you know. And even then, you know what I'm saying, it's been...
Do we need to bleep that out, by the way?
Mm-mm. No. Even then, it's been, you know, a matter of... I don't even want to say, like, convincing her to stay, but more so proving to her that I'm still not going nowhere. You know what I'm saying? Despite this history, I've chosen, even knowing everything there is to know about you and everything that I do know, to stick this out and commit to you and to us, right? So I'm not going nowhere. And I think my... comfort and providing a safe space for her allowed her to give me that same affirmation over time. You know what I'm saying? It's not easy for her because she's not used to a lot of just peaceful or somebody who gonna stay with you, or like, I mean, like, you know, she done been through her shit. You know what I'm saying? As everybody done been through her shit. But when we come together, it's like she knows that I'm committed to this. And as time has progressed, I know that she's committed to this too. Mm-hmm. She's willing to do the work as well. So that's what kind of indicates to me not only growth, but me just knowing how people grow, right? I can still like see ups and downs, I can still see myself being there, still see myself committing to it, and still see myself in it for the long haul, because I got somebody who willing to work just as hard as I'm willing to work. You know what I'm saying? So,
how long y'all been together?
It'll be 2 years in November.
Shout out to that. Oh yeah, my 1 year anniversary just passed, by the way. Gang gang.
What? These years flying by.
Indeed they are. Indeed they are.
When was it?
29th. Nice.
Shout out.
We got knighted. Went to see some medieval shit. Super dope.
Y'all got knighted?
Mm-hmm.
That's dope.
Whole lot of gang shit.
Yeah, bro. Did y'all go to a castle?
I mean, it was the castle that's attached to the Sugarloaf Malls.
It was right next to my house.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I guess. Yeah, we went and got knighted at the medieval times. Saw us a show. Saw some horse tricks. Bunch of horses pooping.
Just like me and John did when we were younger.
Ayo. I don't know if that's a drop, but I don't know what you was talking about there.
That hit three bingo marks. Because he said
we looked up horse porn when we were younger.
Okay.
You said you saw horse tricks, so did we. You get it now?
I thought it was some kind of sexual innuendo, my bad.
It was.
Oh. I mean, not that way, though.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Go on, Knight.
Yeah, man. So, you know, just saw some horse tricks. Oh, the dudes, they, like, got a job for a dude that just scoop up poop during the show.
Mm. Wow, really?
Yeah, made me feel bad for him.
I hope he's fucking alive.
I doubt it.
Would you be mad if they made more than you?
Yes.
Would you do it?
How much more than me did that age?
Okay.
It gotta be significantly more.
Okay. And we know.
Speaking
it's not.
Of anniversaries, special shout outs to our motherfucking boy Wizzle. His 31st anniversary around the sun came by on the 28th.
Indeed.
Happy birthday to you, young blood.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's take the shot for you. Shout and for all these anniversaries out here.
Whole lot of gang shit.
To all these.
Wiz the one that made the beat.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you know
okay.
It.
Okay, happy birthday, bro. What's up, man?
Do y'all know why you put it down?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, tell us.
For the bartender that served it. Or the person that served the drink.
Who told y'all that?
I didn't know the answer. I was really asking.
Use a
I just like to make it sound like trivia so I can make up something if y'all don't know.
Use a
I really didn't know that.
I told y'all this.
Oh, you told us that?
Yeah.
Someone told me a reason. I just couldn't remember what the reason was.
That was the reason for the bartender. That's what I heard.
Oh, okay.
Let me Google it real quick.
Well, I guess you were the bartender in this case. Shout out to you.
Mm-hmm.
True that. And I
we already shouted him out, though, with the tap.
I've bartended in my past.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Or did you serve exclusively Remy Martin?
No.
Why would you ask him that? Because he always reminiscing?
What?
No, because that's all he's ever really served me.
Yeah. What? Ricky Martin? Ricky.
Remy?
I serve Ricky.
Ricky?
Ricky Martin.
Yeah.
What is that?
Gay.
Ricky Martin.
Must be. Like...
Yeah, ain't that his name?
No, yeah, no.
There's
there's definitely a Spanish Latino artist named Ricky Martin,
yeah.
Who's Living La Vida Loca?
Known as gay.
Yeah, I saw Ricky, bro.
Instead of Remy.
Yeah.
Why?
Because
it's gay.
Why would I serve
just
Remy?
Going in circles. My bad. Okay.
Remy is what Los be drinking on when they was at TZ House.
Oh, Remy Martin.
When they shared apartments.
That was the shit that you had that we was putting in, pouring into the Corona. Or that I was pouring into the Coronas.
At one of our parties. That's what
oh,
you
that's
done,
what you call?
Are you talking about Cavassia?
No. Huh? It wasn't Cavassia. No, that was Grand Marnier.
Grand Marnier. Sorry. My bad.
My bad. Really? That was my bad. Yeah, my bad.
Okay, yeah. I'm with you on the Grand Marnier. That shit fuck you up. But she give you a hangover and shit, too. It's real sweet.
Because of how sweet it is, yeah.
But yeah.
Hey, John. Real quick, how are you?
I'm good.
Yeah.
Excuse me, yeah.
We got another bingo. Yo, we filling out these bingo cards.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. I can't wait till we can put it up on the wall.
Yeah, I'm good though. I'm just chilling, man. Y'all know it's my day starts early, so I'm
trying to get out of here.
No, I ain't trying to get out of here.
You're right. And with that being said, we got a nasty cast.
Yeah. Okay, Lowe's. Dang.
I know your secret.
You didn't have to cut my baby off like that.
True that. Like, I'm sitting here thinking, like, damn, I didn't finish my thought.
I'm sorry. Do you want to?
No, it's not that big.
I'll allow it.
Nah, we good. We good to roll up in that, though.
You know, so my ask the cuss had me actually thinking about what I may have done back during college. Because I'm sure I probably done went through one of these experiences with John John. But the ask the cast is, you're out on a date. Your friend calls you to check on you to see if you good. What do you say to let them know that they need to get you out of there ASAP?
Yeah. Yeah, I would definitely.
Wait, you called them or they called you?
You, your friend calls to check on you. What do you tell them to let them know that you need them to get you out of there?
Like, shit ain't all right.
Okay.
Nowadays, I feel like if I was dating anybody, you know, I feel like it'll just be me answering the phone to begin with.
That shouldn't be it, because what if you in danger? You got kidnapped. They gonna think you not answering the phone is like okay, but you really kidnapped and they took your phone, or you dead in the ditch. But they like, oh, she ain't answer, she good. No, nigga, you dead.
I mean, yeah, but I'm saying, like, if I need you to come and help me, if I answer the phone on a date, I'm supposed to be into the date. Mm-hmm. So I'm not gonna just be picking up the phone. I'm out on a date. You know what I'm saying?
I got you.
So that should let you know, yo, what's up. Oh, it's an emergency? Okay, I'm on the way. Rescue me, nigga.
Just like that.
You know, and that's what I was thinking with that question. Like, I'd never done that, fam. And I've never, like, scheduled somebody to call and check on me. Like, I've had plenty of bad dates.
Never had to.
Like, I think I'm going to sit here for the 2 hours, look at each other, and get the fuck out of here at the end of it.
I mean, you're mostly the person. Well, I guess I'm the person that asked for the date too, but I think it's different, masculine, like.
Yes.
You can just be like, bye, and walk out.
Yeah, that'd be crazy if somebody got a call and it's an emergency and now they gotta leave. I would never believe it. I don't care how. It might be real as fuck. No way. You ain't getting an emergency during our date. Just get the fuck out of here, bro.
What if it's like the best date of your life, and then like all of a sudden you find out she's like most hardcore Confederate?
Ooh. What?
And
I got to get out of there.
I mean, like all of a sudden that's what you just found out, but she think this date is the sweetest thing ever, so she not considering this date to be over.
Nah, you can't force me to keep dating you now. Like, after we finish this meal, what you about to get into? You trying to do something? Nah, I'm good. I'm gonna just head home. You know what I mean? Like, you can't.
But what if she to pick you up?
Why? She picked me up.
She to the Bubba and Ray Ray.
I'm telling you, dog, this was the best date of your life. She balled out to bring you out here. She flew you out. She flew you out. She flew you out to Dubai for this date.
Flew me out to Dubai for a date. That's crazy. Like, for a first date?
How you gonna get home from there?
That's crazy. I'm at her mercy at that point. Shit. What can I do? Unless you're, playing.
But that's
playing
the thing.
Ahead.
That's the thing. Like, your home. You happen to be smart, and you scheduled your homie to call you to check on you. What do you tell them?
What would I say?
Hey,
ain't no one coming to save you, dog.
What would I say? What would I say? Oh my god!
I'm laughing because
I'm trying to be covert.
I would never be able to tell anybody anything. Cause like you guys know me, I'm a pathological liar. Just
I wouldn't believe like, what you say.
Right.
But by the fact that you called me, I'll be like, okay, wait a minute.
Right, but I can't make the outgoing call. If like I'm asking for a scheduled call, like, and I need to tell you how the date's going, like.
Eh. Oh, I would probably say, we're smoking hookah and I love it. If you hear me say that, it's a fucking code red emergency. Because hell the like, fuck no.
Like, I'm buying one of them hookah joints on the way home.
Yeah, yeah. Any reference to me enjoying hookah, I'm trapped.
That's smart.
Because ain't no goddamn way.
I'll probably tell you guys, yeah.
One piece.
After thinking about it, horoscopes match. I got. She's the one. I'm probably being. I'm tied up and I'm tortured, guys.
She's another Sagittarius. I know it's gonna work. I'm like, oh, okay, say less.
Bingo.
Oh, big old facts. That is hilarious, dog. Nah, but honestly, man, that shit is trash, bro. Just tell a nigga you don't like him and go home.
Yeah.
Maybe that's easy to say as a man because people aren't terrorizing me and killing me for turning them down. But, nigga.
Long as you know, TZ.
I'm just saying, bro.
Like, I don't pass the message long enough for you to know.
I hear you. And I hear you. I hear you. So I'm sorry for speaking out of privilege, but
yeah.
I've honestly never felt in danger on a date to the fact that I can't tell this bitch I'm going home. I wouldn't tell her like she trash and I'm never going to see you again, but I'm going to get the fuck out of here.
What about the bitch you went viral for?
That
I don't understand why you bring her up. I don't think that happened. That doesn't seem
that
relevant.
Situation could have gone way left.
Right.
If you was out and you needed help from her, and that was at the safety of your house, bro.
That was at your house, TZ.
She gave no fucks.
This is the video I seen?
Yeah.
Where the girl crashed in her car into mine on purpose.
Yeah. Well, that shit should have went viral because that shit was lit. And she was an Aquarius. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't understand what you're saying, though. Y'all calling me would have helped somehow? I would have told y'all this bitch is nuts. No. Like, I need help. I'm going to be
where's
straight
squad,
up.
Where's squad? Ace, for you, okay? Ace, come get this bitch. Where's Kiki?
I think, hell all right, no. Look, TZ. So, you know, the question is more geared for you know.
If I'm in danger.
No, like for ladies. So, for you to put yourself in that kind of situation, you got to imagine that this lady was crazy enough to, like, she's trying to keep you there and she wants to make things seem normal. So you also need to
kind of
play that.
Gotcha.
Like that's what the question is really trying to do.
All right. Again.
Hookah.
Yeah, no, the hookah is definitely going to get us. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. I would.
Quick,
all right, if I'm stuck at home, like, yeah, we thinking about going to the hookah spot. Come on, bro. It's a cry for help.
Okay,
it is a cry for help.
What about you, John?
Say less, TV.
Hey, what's my coworker?
Yeah, like, if we called you, what you got to tell us? We got to know.
Man, I don't even have. I'm going to just be real, for real. Like, I'm not going to sugarcoat that. And then if I feel like
his dick small, just say that on the phone.
Shut up, dog.
Really?
Like, all right, we on our way.
Nah, I ain't finna do nobody like that.
That'd probably make him mad. My what?
Nah.
Who the fuck you talking to? Get the fuck out the phone.
Maybe we all should just agree if we ever call each other on a date and we say shout out to all my gay niggas. It's a cry for help. It is that's a cry for help.
That's our safe word.
That's the bat signal.
So, that's like, you know us gay niggas gonna come through, my nigga. Like, what's up?
That's the I'm in danger.
You should probably share locations then. No,
oh, I don't know if I'm ever gonna be a guy to share my location with somebody all the time, bro.
Tania, I mean, your girl ain't got you.
Why she gotta know my location all the time, fam?
Because you got.
I don't feel comfortable with that, bro. I'm not comfortable with that.
Because you got the feature.
I haven't gotten that far in my intimacy journey yet. That's. We are one. It's a lot.
My thing is, I thought I ain't get that far in my journey until I let Alexa in the house, bro. I never.
Now you just accept whatever.
I mean, no. No. But, you know, this is my person. Like, you know, she coming with Alexa. That's what it is. Like, I got to accept that.
You talking about, like, the Siri type Alexa?
Yes.
How did this?
Because I'm not a person who would have Alexa in my house, bro. Okay. You know, Hotep AC. No. That bitch is listening. She's listening right now. If I say Alexa over here, she about to ding.
Okay.
All
right. Okay.
She's definitely listening.
Definitely listening.
So you're in a throuple?
Nah, but that's ill. That's ill. Shout out to the people that do it.
Yeah, like, I mean, I don't think it's that big of a deal. It's a crazy world out here. Like, I would want...
What, Alexa?
No.
No sharing locations.
Yeah, sharing locations. Like, it's a crazy world. Like, I would want somebody that I trust to know my whereabouts.
It'd be nice to have somebody that wants to know where the fuck I am. I don't really want to share it, but if you want to know, yeah, I'll give it to you.
So
we share locations, but at the same time, I'm not looking at her shit all day, and she's not looking at my shit all day.
Mm-hmm. Right. Like, what'd you do with your parents? Like, if you stayed in the same...
With my parent?
If you stayed in the same city. Would you let them share your or know your location?
My mom, maybe.
I don't think she'll be looking at it like that. I don't think nobody's looking at nobody's location like that. Yeah. But nigga, if you end up missing, that's the first thing I'm gonna go do.
Yeah, right. That's what make it so important. And so, yeah, that's right. But
I don't know, man. Like my mom is my mom, like ultimate trust, but. I don't want her to have my location all the time either. For real, for real. Like, I think I would only do that if I really felt unsafe. Like, again, maybe male privilege once again.
By the time you feel unsafe, it's too late.
Too late. Oh, my gosh. Okay.
You ain't going to be like, it's a crazy word. Location real quick.
I'm one of them niggas that I don't think nothing going to happen to me, man. And that's probably not the right attitude to have, but... I don't think nothing gonna happen to most of us, yeah. Honestly.
Right. And that is the right attitude.
Statistically, yeah. I mean, like.
It's kind of sort of the right attitude to have, but don't be oblivious to the shit that can happen to you.
That's
like,
true.
Amen. Don't sit around walking in fear or nothing like that, or letting fear overtake you and stop you from living. But at the same time, no, my nigga. Niggas out here with that shit.
Right. And be prepared.
I ever tell y'all about the time I thought I was about to get sex trafficked?
No.
I think you have.
Yeah.
What?
I'll give y'all the condensed version. Met a girl on Tinder. We was swiping. We was chatting. We was supposed to meet up, but she never like would answer the phone or anything. Like she would never talk on the phone. Gave me her gate code and everything. I was sitting at her gate trying to call her. She wouldn't answer. Eventually, she gave it to me. I pulled up. I'm like, yo, I'm not going in this house unless you answer the phone and at least talk to me and like, you know what I mean, for real. She would never do it. And so I never went in. But I was convinced that if I would have went in that, like six ginormous Nigerian niggas would have like put a bag over my head. Y'all, and that's when I would have wished somebody had my location.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah. So I mean, and I say that to say I know it's real out here. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
so you made a smart decision that day.
Yeah, just be observant. Pay attention. Sure.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Yeah, that was definitely did it.
Wasn't so thinking with the wrong head that time. Okay. You kind of was, but her lack of availability made it so.
And what made it so wild is like, bro, it's like 12, 1 o'clock in the morning. I'm here. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going
to
see what it's about. But
get some buns.
But yeah, nah, like, I can't go that far. Yeah. Like, you got to show me, tell me something, girl. Like,
I'm glad that that you thought with the right.
How you know that wasn't a whole ass nigga?
Right, for real, because it really could have been. trying to rob. No, for real, though, because niggas be doing that shit.
Mm-hmm. I mean, people definitely robbing. I would much rather them rob me than sex traffic me, though. This is me personally. I had a choice.
Like, you can have it all, just don't take my booty.
Just because.
I'm just saying. Please.
You just ain't leave my pussy alone.
No, I didn't. Oh, my God.
Oh. No, you did not say leave my pussy alone, bro.
Please tell me you said that, Ace. Okay. Oh, y'all niggas did not hear me say that.
Yeah, we did.
Hey, bro.
OMG.
Y'all niggas stupid. All right, we got any other thoughts on this? Ask the Cast. We all agree. Shout out to all my gay niggas. It's the
code word.
Yeah, the safe word.
One of us gonna forget about that shit. Ain't gonna say it casually, and I'm gonna really call the police.
Did you have to explain that to the police?
No,
like, no, it was not a prank call. He said, "Shout out to all my gay niggas." Of course, I have to call you.
Okay.
And then pull up, and Lowe's got to explain why I thought that it was an emergency. Like, hey, bro, I don't know why he said shout out to all my gay niggas. It seemed out of place. I took it as a sign. You know what I mean?
This is the police report.
Gotta show him this episode. We had
a pact. We got any other positives of the weeks?
I hate that I'm ill prepared for this.
Yeah.
Oh, lazy dude, at my job about to be gone. So that's gonna make my job.
Okay. Nice. We got One Piece premiering the big episode next week. I'm looking forward to that.
Oh yeah, swag. That is a big positive. I am looking forward to that myself, actually.
You caught up?
Many are.
Yeah, been caught up, boy.
Where are you at, John? I'm actually curious now.
I started my journey like this time last year as well.
For real? Took you a whole right? year?
Sometime yeah, in July. Yeah.
No, there's some people who, like my little sister, she started like a month ago, and she's already like episode 170-ish. Yeah, she wild. Like, she going quick. Mm-hmm. And then...
I'm still in the... I forgot where I was at.
Where did you say you were at?
I mean, you ain't watched in a while if you don't even remember.
Yeah. No, it's all good. I mean, that's fine. Like, I expect people to take breaks in between, like, arcs. But I think you said something about Alabasta. Were you in Alabasta? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You were in the desert place, last I heard. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good one. And then my little sister, she's at the next island up there. Skypiea.
Oh, she's at Skypiea?
Yeah. Oh, you know about Skypiea?
Yeah, Alabasta come after Skypiea, don't it? The desert place?
Nah.
Oh, well, I'm with her as a desert.
Oh, place. So wait, you said you was at Water 7 then, right?
Oh, I was at Water 7.
He getting to good points. Yeah, he getting to good parts,
yeah. Yeah, but I don't know where I'm at now. I was at Water 7, I forgot. I think that's where I'm at.
Yeah, hit me up sometime. I'll watch with you. I'll come by.
I gotta watch.
Or you can come by.
You gonna try to come by and watch with you?
Yeah, you can come by and watch with me. Yeah, I don't mind.
He's actually about to come and watch with me this Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
We still on?
Yeah, I'm down.
Oh, sure. Word.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's up.
Yeah.
Sunday?
Yeah, but it's the brand new episode if you want to watch it. Oh, you also got to catch up to a few episodes. So, yeah. What time? Oh, wait, yeah. We'll talk about it afterwards. But
for sure.
Any other positives of the week?
I don't know if this is a positive, but they have confirmed aliens.
Aliens, it is a positive.
Have y'all seen this? Like,
beam me up,
this dude at a Senate hearing was saying, like, they called them non-biologicals.
Yeah.
So.
Not like it.
You know, It's so crazy because all the videos and stuff that I've been seeing on social media, this has been black folks making fun of the shit.
That's hilarious. It's hilarious.
Shit, serious.
No, it's bro. Funny.
Hilarious.
So yeah, aliens are real.
What?
We knew that.
Confirmed.
What kind of aliens are they talking about?
Non-biological aliens. But you gotta. We all actually should watch the Senate hearing. I think dude was saying like they came from a spaceship and.
Well, I think the non-biologicals just means that they're not, which is weird. I don't know. It's weird. Like it's for me. It's like I have to accept things that I don't understand for me to have the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like we were just speaking on how like we revered aliens and we mistook them for fucking gods. Like we were just speaking on like how I was ranting on that. But anyways, yeah, fuck. What the fuck was I saying, man? That shit. I derailed myself. But
well, they're here. Yeah, as long as we all know
they are here.
What?
I don't mind that they're here.
You wish for your site traffic is.
About to have to cut his mic.
He got the pothole.
Can't even do it. All right, so.
Wait.
You want to discuss the aliens a little bit?
I mean, Carly Russell would have been better off saying that the aliens have.
You're stupid. Why are you like this?
For real, like, she should have said that. Because, I mean, this shit
oh,
just...
random ass baby. Y'all seen... they had Marlon Wayans, his little character when he played the baby.
Yes! All over social media, bro!
On the side of
that's what made it so bad.
They was like, this the baby she seen.
Right! That shit was too funny, bro. That shit was too funny, bro. Oh, but, no, for real, like... Did y'all see what she... Did she ever come out publicly yet? Herself?
Yeah, I think she actually just recently got arrested. Like, they filed charges against her and everything. But she had came out and said it was a hoax. And she said...
Personally, or was somebody speaking
like, I think her lawyer.
Oh, okay. I seen that one then. Okay.
And again, I also heard that she said she did it to get back at her boyfriend or ex-boyfriend. It involved two different dudes. I don't know the full story, but she did it for some nigga. To get his attention.
But
he was cheating on her with a stripper.
But she also failed out of her nursing thing and stole from her job, they were saying too.
Rough life, man.
I don't know.
Probably pushed her ass to a breaking point.
Yeah, but did y'all see her dude though? Oh, I'm sorry. Well, I guess none of
I've been care. Seeing a bunch of folks hop into his DMs. One girl hit him with the Alicia Keys.
Yeah, I see that too. For real though, because I was like, okay.
So y'all understand why she did it, is what y'all saying?
No.
You would have did the
saying,
same thing.
I'm not saying that.
I mean, she ain't put no real babies in danger. I was actually listening to a pod, and they said at the end of the day, the only thing she really did was falsify a police report, which really isn't even jail time. At the end of the day, the problem is we all took it super serious, but she ain't tell y'all to take it super serious. She was just trying to get that nigga attention. I'm just, you know, what else?
Ooh,
you know.
Yeah, she definitely was.
She got the damn whole damn show didn't know that she United was about States to attention. Be global.
But that's crazy though, because why is it the one that get all the attention she want to fuck around with the goddamn attention, bro? Because there's so many people coming out here missing for real. That
like I
don't.
Said, she didn't know it was going to blow up that big. Like, they thought it was just going to be a simple...
But why you know? Is that though? Like, that's crazy, bro.
At the same time, I do want to say I'm still going to believe black women. You know what I'm saying? I'm still going to believe them. Like... She ain't finna change my opinion of him. Right. Whatever like that.
What's your limit?
Can we come back to this next episode? Because I have a different take
we
from this.
Now.
Shouldn't this show us that we shouldn't believe everybody? Like, not just off the gate. Not just off rip. Like, I understand we
at
have to give
time,
certain people the
what,
benefit of the doubt, but...
What filter are we going through? Because, like, I'm glad niggas jumped in action for her. I'm glad about that. Because how many situations do they not? You know what I'm saying? But that don't mean that we should stop jumping to action for it. Like, if we don't protect each other, who else is going to? You know what I'm saying? I would hope if I go missing, y'all niggas raising the fucking alarms for me. You know what I'm saying? I hope that I mean that much to y'all that I'm important enough for y'all to let people know, hey, you see this nigga, find this nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Heard you.
My thing is also, though, what else was going on when that was going on that had part. Us distracted from that whatever part. Was really going on?
And I can also see this as a ploy, like what the media tends to do is give maximum exposure to the most minimal of the society. So they gave her all this exposure only to make it more plausible for them to not give this same exposure to people who are really in this situation later on.
I've heard that conspiracy, actually.
Exactly.
I've heard that. Like, they knew it was a hoax the whole time, but they still put it out in hopes to, what's the word I'm looking for? Make future black women specifically stories similar, less credible.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've heard that.
Yeah.
Heard it.
It's definitely a conspiracy.
Am I allowed to be skeptical if your story sound fugazi?
Yes.
Okay. But you still want me to put in full effort?
What's my story?
Kidnapped you in Shreveport and we
Damn, you
did it. No, no. You get. I asked you if we need to bleep it out because you said her name twice.
Sam.
Okay. Okay.
We hear that she fucking duct taped you and threw you in one of them Shreveport swamps.
If she come back here and y'all don't get to me and y'all come trying to pod, y'all need to be asking some fucking questions. Okay. If she here and I'm not. And the boy's here, and I'm not.
Are you not just sleeping upstairs?
Like, ask some motherfucking questions.
I mean, I respect privacy.
Know? When would we know? If she just had your phone and just, like, text, like, yo, we can't pod this week.
How to get away with murder.
Cut this whole part out because...
Oh, you afraid she gonna have ideas now? Stay black, stay strong. Remember, they can't bring you down unless they below you. Loyalty before royalty. Pimps up, hoes down. You know where the fuck you wanna be. Yeah.
We out.
Okay.
I was also thinking we should actually hit the button at the end of the joint too.
We at the end now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hit the stop button.
No.
The other one?
Mm-hmm. You don't do anything because I don't think you're going to do it right the first time. I'm sorry to say that so harshly, but I don't. Okay. But yeah, I was talking about the outro beat.
The one that you always mistook at first, that he always told you not to. He's telling you it's okay now.
He's always against it.
He always against it.
Okay.
Well, now I can freestyle?
Come on.
The floor is yours, my boy.
Oh, I like that laugh in the background. Oh, they hyped my freestyle up.
Simone got the perfect ASMR voice. Been established that. She was meant to do a drop or an ad lib on somebody record. I need you to do my DJ Christmas.
Bitch.
Feeling great, hey. 24/7 something 8. Hey. My name turn back run. I can't remember the words. I thought I knew it. I thought I knew. Okay. I listened to your freestyle so many times.
Hey.
Escape.
Hey. Hey. Yeah. It's getting late. Hey.
Okay.
Hey. We hit the beat. Why wait? Hey. Hey. Cause it's just another day. Hey. Yeah, it's ACB. And it's TZT.
Huh?
Lawson John. S-M-O-N-E.
Hey.
I said it wrong, but that's my girl out. And you ain't fucking with us. Fuck the world, ho.
Fuck the world, ho. That shit sound demonic.
help the world.
It does.
What y'all think we should name this app? We was all over the place.
I be watching the videos back and I'll be like, damn, I said that. I don't even remember.
You were going crazy the last episode that got released.
Butt nuts.
You was going crazy, bro. You definitely brought a different dynamic to the pod, dog.
That's why I
be
on camera.
This nigga was going nuts.
I was.
You had all the fucking, you got us on retarded talk. You was butt nut bussing. You was dropping the F-bomb. Like, all the hot takes came from you that app, bruh. You was going nuts, son.
Sorry.
And you're telling me that you don't want to be on camera?
Yeah.
We might need a fourth seat out here.
I was, and that's why I was like, oh my God. Like, if I was just an innocent bystander here myself, I would,
you would fall in love with yourself.
I would hope so. Because the shit I be saying, I ain't got no coof. But y'all know that's just how I am. But I don't want the people to, like, misunderstand me.
Part of you.
I mean, I don't mind, because that's just who I am. Like, I'm a fool with it. You know what I'm saying? But I like to have fun, but I know I say a lot of crazy stuff, but I don't mean it.
You like to be just as surprised as everyone else when you talk.
Wait. You said I like to be just as surprised as everyone else when I talk. I'm not sure if I understand it.
He's saying you like to be shocked by what come out your mouth too.
Yeah. Thank you for wording it like that, because that is so true.
I got you.
I mean, I guess it's true. I guess it's true. Yeah, so P-U, get up out my face before I retaliate.
Hey,
yeah,
hey.
We finna skate on down Cascade. Hey, riding down the two-lane four-way.
Hey,
on the highway.
Whoop.
Yeah, 285.
Yeah,
we finna drive. Going sky high.
Skirt.
And I'm real high. I said I'm about to fly. What you wanna know? Oh yeah, that's DJ Y.
Hey. That was definitely a John and Ace having a moment. By the way, on the bingo card. If you ain't have it by now, that was it, boy. Golly.
Ooh, I'll take a shot to that. Where we go?
Nah, we out of here. I'm about to drive.
All right, yeah, we got one bar left. That was good.